The question today is, what is the 70th week of Daniel? Now, we've discussed this pretty in depth the last 4 days. This is part number 5, where we've talked about the vision that Daniel had in the book of Daniel chapter 9. It talked about there'd be 70 weeks of years he'd deal with his people. There'd be a break between the 7 years and the 62 years, 62 weeks of years. These are weeks of years, and that would be the day of grace when God's dealing not with Israel but with the Gentile church. But they're going to come an Antichrist. It's going to confirm that covenant, reconfirm for 1 week, meaning 1 7-year period of time. And that Antichrist comes riding a white horse, Revelation 6. He lets the temple be built. The Jews begin to offer sacrifices, and like they did in the Old Testament time, they think he's the Messiah. And the red horse rider comes as he puts all those out there that didn't yield to the Antichrist in the beginning. He causes them to submit to him in a one world authority, a one world government, if you please. And there'll be a world war at that time. Maybe number 3, maybe number 4. Don't know when it'll be. What'll happen before that time? But then that causes famine, because it could be nuclear involvement. War always causes land not to produce, especially with nuclear involvement. And that's the black horse rider. And then the pale horse rider is death, because many are going to die. Now, that's the first of 4 horses of the apocalypse of Revelation. That's referred to it that way by some. And it's in the first 3.5 years of the 70th week of Daniel. Then we said in Matthew 24, verse 15, the Antichrist set himself up and is called the abomination of desolation. And there's where he sets himself up as God. Israel flees. No, they've received the wrong one. Many are going to die during that time, because then it'll be great tribulation. There'll be some saved during that time, but then it'll be great tribulation, because the false prophet, who's the part of the unholy trinity, will cause men to worship the beast, the Antichrist. And he does that because you need to take a mark to buy or sell. And if you don't take the mark, you're martyred. We looked at the fifth seal, shows the martyrs under the altar. And the fact is that they said, "How long, Lord, are we going to, is it going to go on like this? How long is it going to stay?" And he said, "Until some more come the same way you are." But yet he said, because the tribulation is so great, Matthew 24, 22, he said he shortened the days for the elect's sake. And elect are the saints of God. He didn't want them all to die, and so that he'd find faith on the earth when he come back. And then, of course, what happens at that particular time? We find that I read about in the book of Revelation. I know this the short. I don't know how long, but he says they'll offer exploits and do many great things that would deceive the elect if it were possible. Matthew 24:24, meaning it's not possible to deceive the elect. Maybe shaken at something, but you'll not be deceived, because the Holy Spirit's going to agree with that, and he'll bear witness with your spirit that you are his, and he'll guide you into all truth. Now, we read in the book of Luke 21 how that Jesus had said this to the disciples, and that's to the saints of God, representing saints of God. And let me read it again, 21, verse 25 through 28. "And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nation with perplexity, the seas and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh." Not Israel, not talking about Israel, talking about saints of God are going to have glorification take place. There's going to be, as 1 Corinthians 15 said, "In a moment, a twinkling of an eye at the last trump. He'll come for the body, and we'll be raised incorruptible," you see. And this corruption will put on incorruption, and we'll be made like unto our Lord. And that you say, "But preacher, I thought we was going to be gone before the Antichrist come on the scene." That's what we've been taught. We've been taught a secret rapture theory that one of these days people are going to wake up and that's not saved, and they're going to wonder where everybody's at. Not so. Bible said in Revelation 1:7, when he cometh with clouds, every eye is going to see him. In other words, every eye is going to look up on him when he comes with clouds. That's the lost and the saved as well are going to see him. In other words, every eye will see him. Now, these signs that he spoke to these men about that day on that Mount of Olives is overlooking Jerusalem in Luke 21:25 through 28. actually can be found in the book of Revelation, chapter 6, seal number 6, verse 12. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake. And the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she's shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? That is the rapture, where every eye will see him. And the lost men said, Hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne. That's not a secret rapture, as we've been taught all these years. And you see, easy believism is set easy in, easy out. But folks, we're going to face some things. Paul said in Acts 14:22, we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. And that is true. So you see, then there will be deliverance. The Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. We which are alive and remain and be caught up together in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. That's 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 through 20, or 18, excuse me. And so as a result, the Lord himself, not another Jesus, going to come the way he left. When he ascended in Acts chapter 1, verse 11, the men of Galilee looked as he ascended up through the with the clouds. And those angels said to him, Why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus will so come again in like manner as you've seen him go. He went away with clouds, and he's going to come back with clouds. And I want to tell you, when he says this is, that's the day of Christ. That's whenever the Lord pours out wrath then after that upon this earth. And that wrath is the vials, the trumpets, and the thunders. That is not the tribulation. That's for the lost people. The saints of God will be airborne, be at the judgment seat of Christ. And by the way, that won't be no picnic, but they'll be there. Now, we'll be there at the judgment seat of Christ. Now, I think back about Matthew 24, when it shows us the rapture, according to Luke 21. This is what it says, verse 29, immediately after the tribulation of those days. Shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light. There's a sign in the sun and the moon and star. When is it? After the tribulation, the great tribulation, which occurs right after the Antichrist sets himself up as God and begins that last three and a half part of the 70th week of Daniel. And that's going to be great tribulation. Oh, it'd be so great, but the days are shortened. The Lord will come, and there will come these signs. The moon will not give her light. The stars shall fall from heaven. The powers of the heaven shall be shaken, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the earth, tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of God coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect, not saints, not Israel, but the saints of God, from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. I'm talking about the body is going to be redeemed. Lift up your head, he said, for your redemption draweth nigh. When is this? He said, this cannot happen till there come the great falling away, and the man of sin be revealed. And immediately after that great tribulation, the Lord is going to come back for the saints of God. I want to tell you, all saints of God will have their eyes glued on the eastern sky. The Bible said in Hebrews 9:28, basically it says this. It doesn't use the word in one place, but basically said he's going to only appear to those who are looking the second time without sin unto salvation. There's a lot of people right now that's not looking, that say they're saved. They're not looking for the Lord to come back. That means one of two things. Either they're not saved, and there's a whole lot of people that say they're saved, not saved. But that also means that something has got to happen to cause us to look. And you let the great tribulation come, it's not going to matter about a lot of things on this earth. You'll have to hide out. Church will have to go underground. We'll not have the prosperity that we've had. We'll lose our property as church buildings and whatnot. But I want to tell you, whenever he comes, we'll have our eyes glued to the eastern sky. Now, those two witnesses, which I believe is Enoch and not Enoch, but Enoch could be Enoch, some say, but I believe it's Elijah and Moses. Those two witnesses will be flying through the air probably about 8 months before the Antichrist sets himself up as God. and they'll be flying through, and the devil do everything he can to try to destroy him. There'll also be another angel preaching the everlasting gospel during that time. Don't take the mark of the beast. Don't come to Jesus. Take the mark of the beast to your doom. And then they'll be telling the Jews, you've received the long wrong one. Whatever's necessary at that time. And the Antichrist and all of his artillery will try to take out those two witnesses, but they can't destroy him until it's time. But the Bible said in the book of Revelation that they're shot down. They die. They lay in the street 3.5 days. He lets them lay there after 3 days because they think up to 3 days the spirit can come back into a man. So they lay there 3.5 days, and then the Bible says that they're caught up. You know when they're caught up? I believe at the same time the rapture occurs. The saints of God are caught up, and they'll receive rewards the same as Paul did, the same as we will there at the judgment seat of Christ. But on this earth, there's going to be the vials, the trumpets, and the thunders poured out. The thunders are so bad, they're not even mentioned. That's the wrath of God. No saint will ever face that. And after the rapture, there'll be no one ever saved after that time. The Bible says they gnawed their tongues for pain, and yet they repented not of their sin. And you see, unless the Holy Spirit of God grants you repentance, you can't repent. And unless you repent, you're not saved. So there'll be the judgment seat of Christ in the air. There'll be the wrath of God poured out on this earth. Saints of God will all be there. Every one of them, not one left behind. Oh, there'll be a lot of babies that made it. They were safe. And they made it there. But there we will receive crowns that we'll cast back at the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ. There'll be the marriage supper of the Lamb when the Lord will take a towel and gird himself and wash our feet again in that sense. I don't know all about that, but he'll mount up on a white horse, Revelation 19. This is at the end of the 70th week of Daniel, and we'll mount up on a white horse behind him. We'll come back with him. He'll set foot upon this earth. This is the second part of the second coming. Before that time, during the wrath of God, the Euphrates River was dried up to allow the unholy Trinity to gather the armies. And all the armies are coming down on Jerusalem one more time. I'm talking about the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet involved in that. And they're coming one more time to overthrow the throne of God. But I want to tell you what, when Jesus speaks, the rod will go out of his mouth. And the Bible says that valley full of men and horses and armies out there, 177 miles long and 10 miles wide, called the Valley of Armageddon, the Valley of Megiddo, the Valley of Jezreel, all one and the same. And they'll turn on one another, and they'll all die, and blood will run to the bridle of the horses' bits for all that 177 miles and 10 miles wide, long and wide. And so you see, that's going to be the end of the 70th week of Daniel. And then God will usher. He's going to take the beast and false prophet, cast them in the lake of fire, reach over and get the devil and chain him for 1,000 years. But he's going to usher in his millennium reign, and we're going to rule and reign with Jesus forevermore. So I hope that helps you about the 70th week of Daniel. If you got some questions, I'd like for you to mail them to me, email or whatever you would. I'd try to deal with them on the radio broadcast. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you. Until we meet again on the air or in the air, may the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.